The 2006 International AIDS Conference, Time to Deliver, brought to you by KaiserNetwork.org.
John Cohn, welcome back.
Thanks, Jackie.
This is the last full day of the conference, and I know what caught your attention this morning was the epidemiological report on Uganda. Fill us in.
Yeah, there's been a lot of excitement over the years about Uganda's ability to bring down their prevalence, the percentage of people in the population infected. And Uganda had a horrible explosion in the 80s that did indeed come down. Many people have attributed that drop in part to their aggressive campaign, no grazing campaign is what it's been called, a behavior change.
Or the ABC program.
The ABC program. And in fact, the U.S. government has held this up as a model. Look at what Uganda's done. And the new study was very sobering. It suggested in one district, a very large study over many years, that the prevalence is not going down. It seems to be going up in the incidence, the number of new infections per year, in 40 to 49-year-old men is steeply increasing over the past 5 years.
Do they know why?
They had some ideas, but no, they don't. I mean, one idea is that people lose their partners and they become widows and widowers in this case. There's also, I mean, as we all know from every country of the world, older men look for new partners. That happens. But that wouldn't have changed over time necessarily. So no, at this point, they really don't know why.
And can a study from one district really be representative of what's happening across the country?
Now, that's a very good point. You have to be careful whenever you extrapolate from one study to an entire country. And there was a study in that same session from India that showed that just the opposite, that in India, this one district study showed that, in fact, there were fewer infected people, a lower prevalence than the government figures suggest. But India has 1 billion people. How do you go from one place to the whole place? Well, of course you can't. Uganda, there's a little more security because it's a smaller country. And you can be a little more confident in it. And it should be an important thing for people to look at in Uganda now because it underscores a really important point. You can have success against HIV, but you've got to maintain whatever it is that got you that success or the virus is going to take off again. You're never done.
A couple of other things that caught your interest today. One, an update, something we talked about earlier in the week, and that is the integrase inhibitors.
Right. Right now, there are a number of HIV drugs on the market, anti-HIV drugs, that hit the virus in different ways. Integrase is a new way to hit the virus. It's a new battlefront. Merck has the product that's furthest in development, and today, in the next hour, they're going to reveal the results from a 24-week study. They earlier revealed results from 10 days into this same study. And it's basically holding up. And this is a study in people who have never received anti-HIV drugs before. Merck had another study showing the drug worked remarkably well in people who failed everything. But this is in people who've never taken anything, and it looks to be holding up. So there's a lot of excitement about the characteristics of this drug and the safety and efficacy look good right now. It's not.
And Merck made an announcement about the availability of the drugs?
They did. They're doing what's called an expanded access program, so people can contact them who are interested in getting the drug early. It hasn't received FDA approval, but you know, many people who've failed every drug, and they're dying. They need some hope. This is hope for them that they possibly could get this drug and it might work for them.
Is that a significant development for people who can't find the drugs that work for them?
Yeah, in the past, these are called expanded access programs. They've saved a lot of lives. Now, the drug might fail or the drug might have some horrible toxicity, but you know, if you're very ill, you'll take a chance on something that looks promising because you don't have other options.
You also heard today a young woman from Russia speak,
yeah.
Sasha Bulgina.
Yeah.
An HIV/AIDS activist. What was her message to the conference?
Very powerful about how her country isn't helping injecting drug users enough, both in preventing infection and in offering them treatment. And this is a pattern seen throughout the world. I've met with injecting drug use communities in Asia, Latin America, the Caribbean. I've seen it all over the place. What happens is, and this is the case in Russia, we know that science has shown that a package called harm reduction, which is you offer drug substitution like methadone people are familiar with, but there are other drugs, needle exchange programs, counseling, you can stop the spread in injecting drug use populations. I mean, you can bring it down to next to nothing. Canada has a very aggressive program in Vancouver that's trying to do this. Well, Russia doesn't allow methadone maintenance programs, and that's what she was hitting on very hard, saying that's a great way to help stop the spread of HIV. Science shows that it works. Why doesn't my government do this?
In the pecking order of what groups are most discriminated against in the world of AIDS, IUDs at the top, would you say?
Yeah, injecting drug users in most every country I've been to are extremely hard for governments to embrace, and it's illegal in most places. They are often connected to crime. They're the most discriminated against, unless you're a transgender injecting drug user. I think they'd be, or a female also, you know, if you put it all in with somebody who's very poor and a criminal, yeah, you start getting right. An incarcerated injecting drug use transgender would probably be the most discriminated against. But yeah, absolutely, as far as a group. And what's important is that outside of Africa, where there really isn't a lot, in sub-Saharan Africa, there's not a lot of injecting drug use. Mm-hmm. Outside of there, we've heard estimates that 30% of the new infections in the world are injecting drug users.
Let's step back for a moment, John. And I know you talked to Pedro Kahn today, who is from Latin America. He is the incoming president of the International AIDS Society, which is the sponsoring organization of these conferences. What was his view of how things went this week?
Well, we spoke specifically about how things have gone in the talks about Latin America, and being that he's from Argentina, it's an issue that's near and dear to his heart, and he was just shocked that there were so few talks about his region of the world.
How could that be?
Africa and Asia overshadow Latin America and the Caribbean, and then there are a lot of talks from the U.S. and Europe and wealthy countries that can invest in a lot of studies. But Latin America and the Caribbean just haven't received big talks. In the little rooms, there's stuff happening, but he was very disappointed that there wasn't more.
And so he clearly sees Mexico City in 2008 as his opportunity.
It's going to be all different. Oh, yeah. That's going to be the point in time that Latin America and the Caribbean gets on the agenda. I mark my words, you're going to invest in something, invest in that.
Well, let's wrap up Toronto for a moment.
Sure.
If every conference has a signature or a moment that years from now will be remembered or identified with 2006 Toronto, what is it here?
You know, ironically enough, it's the opening. It's Bill and Melinda Gates coming out and saying, we care about this issue. Here are our thoughts about this issue. And by the way, we have $62 billion that we're looking to spend. So, you know, when people, you know, money does talk, they're not just filled with words. They've spent $2 billion already from their foundation on AIDS, and this community's listening because they think the Gateses can really help shape things in the way of governments and non-governmental organizations really, really can. And even these multilaterals like the UN organizations, they can't do what the Gateses can do. The Gateses can say, we want to do this, and tomorrow they can do it, and everybody here knows that.
Okay. Great spending the week with you, John.
With you too, Jack.
Do it in Mexico City.
I look forward to it.
Thank you.